Must know job hacks for networking success. Must know job hacks for successful networking events can unlock doors to fantastic opportunities. Networking is not just about collecting business cards, it's about building connections. In this article, you will discover effective communication skills and the art of listening. You'll learn how to kick off conversations, ask the right questions, and even craft a standout elevator pitch. Plus, tips for showcasing your skills and utilizing platforms like LinkedIn will also be explored. Get ready to elevate your networking game and advance your career. Effective communication skills for networking success. The importance of listening in networking. When you attend a networking event, listening is your best friend. It's not just about what you say, but how well you hear others. When you truly listen, you show that you care. This builds trust and opens doors. Think about it. When was the last time someone really listened to you? It felt good, didn't it? Listening helps you pick up on clues that can lead to deeper conversations. People love to talk about themselves. So, when you listen and ask follow-up questions, you create a connection that can last beyond the event. How to start a conversation. At networking events, starting a conversation can feel like jumping into cold water. It might be a bit scary, but once you're in, it's refreshing. Here are some simple ways to break the ice. 1. Introduce yourself. A friendly hi, I'm your name goes a long way. 2. Comment on the surroundings. This venue is great, isn't it? 3. Ask about their work. What do you do for fun at work? These starters can lead to exciting discussions. Remember, the goal is to connect, not just to exchange business cards. Tips for asking open-ended questions. Open-ended questions are like keys that unlock conversations. They invite more than just a yes or no answer. Here are some tips to ask them effectively. 1. Use what or how. What do you enjoy most about your job? 2. Avoid yes/no questions. How did you get into your field? 3. Encourage sharing. What challenges do you face in your role? By asking these types of questions, you allow the conversation to flow naturally. It shows you are interested in the other person and their experiences. Building your personal brand, crafting your elevator pitch. Your elevator pitch is your chance to shine. Imagine you're in an elevator with someone who could change your career. You've got just a minute or two to make an impression. So, how do you do that? 1. Start with a hook. Grab their attention right away. Use a strong opening line that reflects your passion. 2. Who are you? Clearly state your name and what you do. 3. What makes you special? Highlight your key skills or achievements. This is your time to stand out. 4. Call to action. End with a question or an invitation to connect further. Here's a simple table to help you structure your pitch. Step. Hook example. Did you know that 70% of job seekers fail to follow up? Step. Who are you? Example. I'm Jane Doe, a marketing specialist. Step. What makes you special? Example. I've increased social media engagement by 50% for my last company. Step. Call to action example. I'd love to share how I can help your team. Using LinkedIn for professional networking. LinkedIn is a powerful tool for building connections. It's like a digital business card, but much more. Here's how to make the most of it. 1. Complete your profile. Fill in every section. Use a professional photo, add a catchy headline, and write a summary that showcases your skills. 2. Connect with others. Reach out to colleagues, classmates, and industry leaders. Don't be shy. A simple message can open doors. 3. Engage with content. Share articles, comment on posts, and join groups. This keeps you visible and helps you learn from others. Showcasing your skills and achievements. Your skills and achievements are your badge of honor. Make sure they shine on your profile. Here's how. 1. Use keywords. Think about what employers are looking for. Use those words in your summary and experience sections. 2. Add projects. If you've worked on something special, show it off. Include links, images, or descriptions. 3. Get endorsements. Ask colleagues to endorse your skills. This adds credibility to your profile. Job search strategies for networking. Utilizing informational interviews when you're on the job hunt. Informational interviews can be a game changer. These chats allow you to learn about a field or company without the pressure of a formal job interview. Think of it as a friendly coffee date where you get to ask questions and gain insights. Here's how to set one up. 1. Identify contacts. Look for people in roles or companies you're interested in. Use LinkedIn or ask friends for introductions. 2. Reach out. Send a polite message explaining why you'd like to chat. Keep it short and sweet. 3. Prepare questions. Think of questions that will help you understand their career path, the company culture, and industry trends. Remember, the goal is to build relationships and gather valuable information. You never know where a simple conversation might lead. Following up after networking events, you've just left a networking event, and you're buzzing with ideas and connections. But what's next? Following up is crucial. Here's how to keep the momentum going. 1. Send a thank you note. Within 24 hours, thank anyone you spoke to. A quick email or LinkedIn message goes a long way. 2. Mention specifics. Reference something you discussed to make your message memorable. For example, I enjoyed our chat about marketing trends. 3. Stay connected. Share relevant articles or updates that might interest them. This keeps the conversation alive. Maintaining relationships for career advancement. Building a network is just the beginning. To advance your career, you need to maintain those connections. Here's how. 1. Regular check-ins. Touch base every few months with a friendly message. 2. Share opportunities. If you find a job or event that might interest them, let them know. 3. Offer help. Be there for your contacts. If they need assistance, lend a hand. Remember, networking is a two-way street. When you support others, they're more likely to support you in return.